We also wanted to look at how organizations were improving their efficiency, and then what challenges or roadblocks are in their way of doing that.
And give us your sense. What did you find?
Well, what we had found is that 3/4 of U.S. organizations are working to reduce their energy use in IT operations, and that's happening both at the desktop and the data center, which is a great spot to be in. Of those organizations, 56% have actually reduced their energy IT cost annually by at least 1% or more. The good news is that is up from 39% just 2 years ago.
Hmm. And
now, that was all organizations. For federal specifically, our report had found that federal agencies closely mirrored the national trend. Of the federal IT professionals that we surveyed, 78% have or are developing programs to manage and reduce their energy use in IT. And of those, 56% have actually done that. They have reduced their energy costs by at least 1%.
And really, there's a whole host of things that folks can do. And in fact, you gave people a bunch of options, and they get kind of technical, so we won't get into the details of theirs. But there are things that you can do in terms of virtualization, cloud computing, all those kinds of things that can really approach this in a very different way.
Absolutely. And without going into the details of all the things that can be done, I would say that at least the federal respondents had said, those pursuing data center consolidation, that their number one driver of doing that was reducing their energy consumption. 64% of the people had said that. Other things that federal agencies were trying to do in reducing their data centers was reducing expenditures on hardware, software, and operations, as well as improving their IT security.
Now in these days of better, faster, cheaper, sort of deja vu 1993 all over again, but it seems like that's also going to be a driver here in terms of, hold on, why do I need this server on my own if I can go with a big consolidated data center and get maybe even better security, better performance, all those kinds of things? Do I need to do this on my own if it's just going to cost me money?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the biggest things that's driving this, which I think is fantastic. When we talk about green IT, green dollars are the things that are driving a lot of these initiatives, which is very tangible for all of us to kind of take into account. One of the barriers, though, that is interesting that we found that in federal specifically to reducing energy efficiency more was that there's the perception of senior management in some areas having a higher priority given to other investments in other areas.
Hmm.
And the second biggest barrier for federal agencies was that there was a perception that the people who pay the organization's energy bills don't necessarily pay to the specific portion of that that's done from the IT department.
I.e., is the data center actually tied to, can you track that the numbers down to that kind of level so you can actually say, hold on, why are we spending this money when it could be consolidated?
And absolutely. Yeah. And one of the things you first mentioned is if you can't track, you can't measure it, then you can't incent it or reward against it.
One of the other real challenges I saw in here was the ability to, as you say, measure this, but also then to get senior levels to say, hold on, this is absolutely important to the way that we do business.
Not only just the way we do business, but more specifically, making sure that it's built into procurement requirements.
Yeah.
That is one of the things that we've been tracking quite a bit. Another thing that we noticed from a tracking perspective that was interesting was that while 76% of the federal agencies were familiar with EPA's Energy Star rating for data centers specifically, only 17% were currently tracking the power use effectiveness, or the PUE, which is the core measurement for that program. So there's a great familiarity with the programs. I think there's an opportunity to make sure they're leveraging the programs more. And that's true both in the private sector as well as in the public sector.
And yet your survey showed one that I've seen in other surveys as well. People generally, they want to be green. They want to consolidate. They want to both for the financial savings, but also because of the environmental aspects.
That is a big part of it. We saw it consistent throughout any market that you're looking at. People want to be green, but at the end of the day, there's only certain dollars that can be committed towards any IT project or mission, and decisions need to be made.
One of the other aspects of this, and I think it's an important part of this, is this could all put a lot, they're going to be expecting more of their IT organizations, of their CIO, because as they put a lot of these things out, if they're going to consolidate a data center, guess what? They're going to demand service.
Yeah, and another thing that they're demanding is not having to pay a premium for more energy-efficient technologies. And the good news is they don't have to. In the survey, we had seen that not only most people say that they need to make sure that energy-efficient technologies are baked into their procurements. They don't want to pay more for it, and the perception is that you don't have to. Actually, a lot of the technologies and solutions exist in the technologies and products and services that federal departments and agencies are own today and use today.
Any of the hurdles particularly surprise you as you were going through and pulling the data together?
You know, I wouldn't say that there was any that are too surprising. Some things that continue to come out are some of the simple things that can be done to reduce energy consumption. Things as simple as replacing old processors with lower power versions, consolidating UPS devices, shutting down systems when they're not in use.
Yeah.
That seems to be a pretty basic thing, but it's not necessarily easy to do.
Yeah, shut it down or shut IT down. I know that a lot of folks get behind that every year. And just thinking about, don't let it sit there and churn all weekend.
Well, I think this whole conversation is what's leading a lot of people to look at cloud technologies. Because in essence, that's more of utility computing on-demand resources that will shut down those systems for you. The only other point I would mention, Chris, is that data centers account right now for about 1.5% of total U.S. electricity consumption, costing about $4.5 billion annually. And in June, the EPA just projected that that number will nearly double in the next 5 years.
Wow.
So this is not a problem that's going away. There are a lot of technologies that will help solve this problem that exists today as well.